Otto braces more rain this year. I'm a little more bothered by the weeds. They grow fast, much faster than the lawn and other landscaped plants. I'm particularly disappointed of a large bush of shrubs among the outgrown weeds at the corner. So I sought professional help from a weed control service. And I was told that it is mainly raspberry mingled with other weeds. To my surprise, since the raspberries are bearing fruit at the moment, I was advised not to take out the weeds during these critical growth events, such as flowering and fruiting. Upon hearing this, I cannot help pondering the parable of wheat and weeds. In fact, this parable was one of the two that Jesus explained the meaning and implications by himself. Probably, Jesus did it just to answer his disciples, who asked, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." First things first, as Jesus taught us, let us define the rows and the boundaries clearly. The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. That would be Jesus. While the enemy who sowed the weeds is the devil. That is crystal clear. However, in terms of this parable, it is often asked, what is the field? Is it church or the word? It is not unusual that we hear the saying, such as, let the wheat and the weeds grow together in the church. And yet, Jesus explained it plainly. The field is the world, which is outside of the church, certainly not the church. Church is the lamp in the world. Therefore, the significance of this important parable does not lead us to figure out who is the wheat, who is the weed inside of the church. We should be very, very careful for ourselves when we try to judge who is saved or who is not. For we shall always, always read the Bible for ourselves, not for others. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible is not only a book that we read, but also a book that reads us. Indeed, the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Just like the psalmist says, Lord, you have searched me out and know me. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it altogether. In the King James Version, the weeds are called tare, a word to describe some similar-looking plant in the field, only that the weed is longer, bigger, and stronger, while the tare is shorter, medium-sized, and weaker. In the field, it would require some effort to tell the difference between the wheat and the tare, especially at the beginning of their growth stage, even for some experienced farmers. One thing we need to pay extra attention is that tares are not the result of natural growing of the seeds sowed by the first farmer, but from the seeds sowed by the second farmer. We know that Jesus, the Son of Man, he is the first farmer who sows the good seeds, the word of God. But the second farmer is the devil who deliberately sows the bad seeds, the tares, to prevent the wheat from the health growing. This vivid picture shows us the exact reasons why we are facing all kinds of sufferings and persecutions in our daily life. Do you still remember the parable of the sowing seeds? There were some seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. The devil is trying to do everything to assail God's work. If our faith fainted because of the cares of the world and the lure of wealth, then the weeds had succeeded in choking the word, and we could yield nothing. Therefore, from this parable, Jesus taught, we learn that while the Son of Man is working hard, the devil is also working hard. Our journey of faith is not always rosy and full of sunshine. On the contrary, we are to be tested and tried in every way on it. Those who cannot endure the trouble or persecution arises on account of the word are the seeds sowed on the rocky ground, who have no roots, who eventually would fall away and yield nothing. At this point, even we accept and expect hardships. No one will be shaken by these persecutions. Indeed, you yourself know that this is what we are destined for, because we are not fighting alone. Our Abba Father is taking care of us, and the Holy Spirit is living inside of us, guiding and protecting us. St. Paul says, the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For a temporary period, our Lord allows the wheat and the weeds grow together. We all have connections with this word, and probably our roots, even our leaves and stems, are mingled together. So in gathering the weeds, the wheat could get uprooted along with them and get hurt. However, there will be a time the wheat and the weeds would be separated. Then the wheat will be collected into our Lord's barn, the kingdom of God. And the weeds will also be collected, but to be burned. It is written, for in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. Amen.